Hey there, beautiful souls. Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a more awesome you. And welcome back to Gentle Start Daily. You know that feeling when life throws a curveball? Maybe you didn't ace that presentation, or that outfit just wouldn't cooperate, or you spilled coffee on yourself for the third time this week. We've all been there, but what happens next matters. Do we spiral into self-criticism, beating ourselves up for every little misstep? Or do we choose a different path? A path paved with kindness, understanding, and, dare I say it, a little bit of self-love? Today, my loves, we're diving headfirst into the magic of self-compassion. Now, self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming a pushover. It's about treating yourself with the same warmth and understanding you would offer your best friend when they're down. Imagine your bestie spilled coffee on themselves. Would you say, you're so clumsy? Or would you be like, hey, it happens to the best of us. Let me help you clean that up. Self-compassion is all about being our own best friend, offering ourselves that same gentle support and encouragement when things get tough. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you cultivate that beautiful thing called self-compassion. First, recognize that everyone struggles. Seriously. From the CEO of your favorite company to the barista who makes your morning latte, we all have moments of imperfection, vulnerability, and uncertainty. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Embrace those imperfections. They're what make you uniquely you. Second, practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts that pop up, the ones that tell you you're not good enough or smart enough. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, gently acknowledge those thoughts without judgment. Just say to yourself, there's a little voice of negativity right now. This creates space between you and your thoughts, allowing you to choose how to respond instead of reacting impulsively. Third, be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a loved one going through a tough time. Offer words of comfort, support, and encouragement. You deserve that same level of kindness and understanding. When those self-doubt whispers creep in, silence them with affirmations of your own worth. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you are enough just the way you are. Fourth, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. That delicious cup of coffee, the warm sunshine on your face, the laughter of loved ones. Focusing on what's positive helps shift your perspective and fosters a sense of contentment. Finally, remember that you are worthy of love and belonging. You deserve to feel connected, accepted, and cherished. Surround yourself with people who lift you up and support your growth. Let go of relationships that drain your energy and don't serve your highest good. Remember, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others. But keep practicing, keep being kind to yourself, and watch as those seeds of compassion blossom into something beautiful. Think about a time you were really hard on yourself. Maybe you didn't meet a goal or made a mistake. Now, imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. How would your thoughts have been different? Would you have handled it differently? This shift in perspective can truly change your experience. Remember, my loves, embracing self-compassion isn't about ignoring your mistakes or striving for perfection. It's about recognizing your humanity, treating yourself with kindness, and showing up for yourself even when things get tough. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember, you are absolutely amazing. Ready to take action? This week, I challenge you to practice a simple self-compassion ritual every day. Whether it's taking a few minutes for mindful breathing, writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, or just giving yourself a big hug, make time for that loving kindness. And as always, share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going and inspire each other to cultivate more compassion in our world. Until next time, stay gentle and shine bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.